Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast, featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's gonna be boo-boo this entire time, I'm gonna be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. This is your host, Mike Yanda, and of course, your other host, Bobby Hoyt, my business partner. And today we're going to talk about, we're going to take you behind the scenes of our six-figure launch. We're actually, this is going to be a three-episode series where we're going to go through kind of different stages of the launch and what we've learned and what we did that worked, why it was successful. And man, I love talking about this, Bobby.
I do too. You know, it feels like we did that launch. It was 5 months ago. But it feels like it was about a year ago. We've had so much stuff going on in between the when we first started this project and now. It's like, it just feels so long ago. It's crazy.
It feels super long ago. We had a member today that requested like a feature. And I was like, that's on our list, but we just haven't been able to get to it yet. It's something that we want to do. And I was like counting out the months and I was like, oh, it's already been like 5 or 6 months. I guess that's the weird part. It feels like it's been so long, but it also feels like it's so brand new.
Well, so yeah, it's kind of, I mean, in the grand scheme, it is, you know, and like in the grand scheme, it's very, our, the business and everything is new. I think we had, you know, we're going to talk about this launch today. I think we had so much success so quickly that it was like, I feel like this whole time we've been trying to like keep up with the course.
Keep up with
the launches. It's like, it's been trying to stay ahead of it, which is great. It's a great problem to have.
Right.
But it's been just crazy for 5 months.
Yeah. And that's one of those things we will come back to. That's not something that we're going to talk about like kind of after the launch in these episodes, but we'll come back eventually and talk about kind of what we've learned since the course has been live, how we've evolved it, how we took it evergreen, you know, getting new membership, all that kind of stuff. But we're going to, today, we're going to be talking about creating the course. This is part one, creating the course, why it's been successful, what we really felt like has been the driving factors behind that. Next episode, we'll talk about the pre-launch, you know, what happened, what did we do, why did it work or not work? And then finally, episode three, we'll talk about the week of the launch, the actual launch. And our goal here is really to, one, bring you behind the scenes, but we're going to talk about like really behind the scenes, like what did we talk about? What were our discussions about? What things, what concerns did we have? What things were we trying to make a decision about? Because there's a lot of things that we did. They're very different from a lot of people in similar industries. And we feel like we kind of hit it out of the park with a lot of our decisions. And so we're going to talk about all those kind of things.
I hope that I hope for anybody listening that none of this comes across as like cocky or whatever, but like we did a really good job with this. I mean, you can't make a six-figure launch happen without a lot of things going in your favor and a lot of things going right. Anybody that's done a launch knows that there's a million things that could go wrong. And so we've been really fortunate so far with launches and, you know, knock on wood, we've been very fortunate that they've done well and we've learned a lot and also had a lot of things go our way. So
this is, and when I say knock it out of the park, I'm not really describing, I mean, there's people that have been, had way bigger launches than we have. We're going to talk today about our copywriter, Chris Orzechowski. And, you know, I remember him hitting me up one day and was like, dude, we did a launch and we just pulled in $1 million in the first 24 hours with my copy, and which was pretty cool. So, I mean, there's people that have done more, but I'm talking about from our expectations. Like this all started from this like little idea, just kind of an offhand comment in a conversation. I mean, it's become bigger than anything we would have expected with two back-to-back six-figure launches that we really used the same formula both times.
And really just like a short turnaround time too. And I, like from when we had that idea to like creating the course, getting everything set up and then launching it. So that's what we'll dig into today.
Yeah. So it, as we're sitting here now, it is, it's mid-June 2018. Our conversation where the idea got floated was back Thanksgiving weekend in 2017. So it was end of November. And then we didn't start working until like the week before Christmas. It was like mid-December that we finally were like, yeah, let's do this. And we launched the very end of, I think we closed cart on like January 29th or something. So yeah. We went 5 weeks from idea to launch, creating the course. And that's really kind of what we're going to be talking about today.
It's crazy. It's ridiculous. Yeah. This is going to be fun because it's fun to kind of go back and see all the stuff happen.
Yep. So while while it's early and while we're getting in here, we're going to do kind of a little special bonus for y'all, the listeners. If you are interested in checking out our course, the Facebook Side Hustle course, which is where we teach you how to create a digital marketing agency, earning an extra, $1,000 to $2,000 a month, but that's one or two clients. You know, if you want a great side hustle that's proven, that's getting results, you know, we've got one of our members today announced that she's quitting her job. She's quitting her job and she's added 7 clients in like a short period of time, about a month's time. One of them she's making $5,000 a month from. So like, that's the kind of stuff that's, we've had 9 people each of the last 3 weeks land a client. So if you're interested in that, if you're really wanting to start an online business, this is what we recommend. So if you're interested in the course, we'll have a link in the show notes. And if you use the promo code WINE, WINE, as in the beverage, our favorite beverage, then you can save $40 on the course. Okay. There's no time limit on that. If you're listening to this episode, you're interested, go check out the show notes, use the promo code WINE, and you can save $40 for just being an awesome podcast listener, because we appreciate you.
What kind of wine are you drinking?
I am actually drinking the last like half a glass of Abstract from Oren Swift.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. You outclass me. I'm doing 1,000 Stories, the Zen.
Oh, that's a great.
I know, but Abstract is next level.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, we can get into that. But when we did the launch.
I didn't want to derail it. I was just curious. I was really curious.
Yeah, yeah. When we did the launch, it's kind of an interesting kind of segue, because when we did the launch, when we got done, we celebrated with a bottle of wine. It was Papillon by Oren Swift. And this is another one of their cheaper wines, but it's still a pretty nice, good bottle of wine.
Papillon, like if you do something cool in life, go get a bottle of Papillon. That's all.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And if you're on a budget, then go get 1,000 Stories, which is the best bottle of wine under $20 that I can recommend.
It's about 15.
And the only bourbon barrel aged wine that I've actually enjoyed.
Same.
It's good.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about the launch. People that don't drink.
All right, let's talk about the launch. So let's talk about like why, like creating the course, what we did, why it was successful. I'll let you kick things off because I've been talking.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, we both see a lot of business owners and they're wondering. One of the first things that you have to do, or like, you know, the big things that you have to do to create a successful course like what we've done. And I think you and I, when we first started talking about this, one of the biggest things is you have to have an established audience. And that was something that we started with when you teamed up with me and we just kind of talked about this. Probably about 2.5 years, I had been kind of establishing the Millennial Money Man audience. And it just, you know, it was one of those things where we had this audience. I hadn't ever given a real course to them or anything. I'd just done some affiliate marketing, maybe some sponsorships, very light. Like historically for me, I've always been very light on the things that I sell to the audience. Like I don't do a lot of promotions and stuff. And so it was like, you know, it was time for me in the business where I needed to get another revenue stream going, and I needed to provide something for my readers to help them make more money. And we just had this idea, you know, that just happened to be really, really good, you know, just happened to be the right thing for the audience. So.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the next point. We'll come to it in a second, but your course or whatever it is you're selling, it has to be something that the audience wants. But I just, you know, you're talking about it. It's, you know, most of what we brought in came from your audience. I've got a great network, but hadn't really built up an audience with the agency or anything like that. So when we came together, I'd brought in a lot of experience doing launches for other people's courses and programs, you know, my previous business doing that kind of stuff. But we really leaned on your audience, and we designed the course to fit that audience. So now we're in the process of kind of branching out and bringing in new blood and growing that audience and reaching new demographics of people. But as we get into this today and we talk about creating the course, one of the things that we're going to talk about is every decision we made was based on your audience. And just to give, you know, some kind of, you know, background for people that don't know about Millennial Money Man, it's a personal finance blog. It's helping people pay down debt, pay off student loans, save money, you know, for retirement. You know, it's about, you know, kind of, I think a lot of it in the personal finance space, it's about people are, they're on a budget. They're trying to save money. They're trying to cut costs. They're trying to do those things. And so keep that in mind as we're talking about what we did in creating the course, because understanding that these people are disciplined, following a budget, being careful with their money, you know, they're a little more savvy about their spending than the average person. That had a big impact on all of our decisions.
Yeah. I mean, if you're somebody that's listening and you have an audience, I would suggest that you start thinking right now about your audience's biggest pain points. I knew just from talking to my audience a lot that there were a lot of people out there that had gotten really, really good at cutting their spending. They were able to, you know, they had a crappy car, like what I drive. They had cut all of their expenses down. Some of them were living at their parents' house, which I've also done. they've done all of those things. And they were like, I still can't get ahead. And so when I saw that, I was like, I have to have some kind of product for these readers to where they can make more money. Because that's, yeah. I mean, in personal finance, like you can either save a lot of money or you can cut back your spending or you can make more money. And if you can do both, then you're going to put yourself on a really good path. And so it was just this course, you know, the idea of making money online, it really touched on a lot of the pain points for my audience. Yeah. And it was something they needed.
Yeah. And the way it came about, we're having this conversation just about Facebook ads and the agency and that kind of stuff. You know, you're both of our agencies and I had been in your community and just said, hey man, like they're all doing everything they can. There's people delivering pizzas. There's people going to the dollar store, buying stuff and then flipping it on eBay for a profit. Like they're doing whatever they can to make money, but it's a small amount, you know, it's a small amount that they were saving up. And I was like, you know, you've done digital marketing. I do digital marketing. This isn't rocket science. And if you can learn the basics and if you can provide a service like this, land one client, that's an extra $1,000 a month. Imagine, you know, I said, how much would your audience love to have an extra $1,000 a month to reach their goals? And, and I left that call thinking, I didn't think anything of it. Like I made a comment, I hung up, didn't think about it again. Like I didn't think like you were like, yeah, that's a great idea or anything like that. And it wasn't something I continued to think about. It was like, man, I got to talk Bobby into this. It wasn't until you came back to me and was like, do you want to do this? Cause I think it'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, after we got off the phone, I was like, it's like, wow, that's a great idea. Because it was like, I had been running a lot of Facebook ads to my audience. I'd done digital marketing work and you had built this Facebook ad agency. And it was just like, wow, I've never thought of it as a side hustle before. But it was like, I was a teacher before I started doing that work. And you were a lawyer. Yeah. Like we didn't have marketing degrees. And I was like, you know, if somebody puts in the work, they can do this. So I went to my private Facebook group, the Millennial Money Man community, and my public Facebook page. And I just put it out there. I was like, hey, if I produced a course about Facebook ads and making some extra money on the side doing that, would you be interested? And I didn't think much would happen. But I mean, I think within 24 hours, I had 300 responses of like, hell yes, I want to do that. You know, I'd never seen a response like that from my audience before. And so that's when I called you back probably the next day. I don't even remember. And I was like, do you want to do this?
And I don't think it was a while because it was a couple weeks because I don't think you posted that until on it for a while. It's a blur at this point.
Like not, it all feels like everything happened like one day after the other. And then,
but it was to the point where when you posted that from that day on, there were like a dozen people that were like, when are you making the course? When are you making the course? Even before we decided to make it, they were like, how do I buy it? It's like, even to the day of launch, we had people a week beforehand that were like begging to get it early. And we didn't even have it finished at that point, you know? But I think that this goes to like our other biggest point, which is the course, the thing you're selling, it has to be something that your audience wants. It has to be something that solves an actual problem. It's a lot easier to figure that out if you have an audience and you can talk to them and you can see their response, like you posting that quote. If you don't have a business, then you got to do research. You got to, you know, figure it out and see how people respond. And it's a lot harder. And the other thing, I think, we didn't build it until we knew people were going to buy it.
Yeah, that's true.
We looked at it and I think, you know, I remember we had a pre-sale list and we had like almost 1,000 people on the pre-sale list. Right. And that's not, we didn't have 1,000 sales in the first, you know, in the first launch. But we had all these people and we're like, okay, even if we convert a fraction of this, like there's going to be enough there. So I think that's really big, because especially like coming from my perspective, being in kind of the online business world compared to like the blogging or personal finance world, there's so many people that they know. I read 4-Hour Workweek. I want to have an online business. I want to have the freedom. I want the laptop lifestyle. And they'll do absolutely anything they can to get it. And so they start trying to create a course or do coaching or whatever. And they either don't know enough about the subject that they should really be teaching about it, or what's even more frequent is that they are knowledgeable, but what they think that people want isn't what they want.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we had that kind of baked in, you know, because it was just, it was so obvious. And that was the thing.
It was so like, perfect. Yeah.
At the time I was actually working on a completely different course. That's why we started talking in the first place.
Yeah.
I was working on more kind of a general marketing course, and, we ended up that one. I mean, Facebook Side Hustle just blew that out of the water, so that I don't even offer that course anymore. But it was like, you know, this thing just, when I introduced it to the audience, like it just felt like such a home run that it was like, we have to do this. I mean, it just, and obviously it worked and it was the right thing. But I think, you know, that was the big thing, is like, I just got this, I saw this response from the audience that I'd never seen before. And it was like, this is, I think we're onto something big. And we were.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on top of that, it's knowing the audience and letting that guide your marketing and your decision making with the course. And so we knew a couple of things. We knew we had an audience that was hungry for it, which is good. They were hungry to make money to achieve their other goals, right? So they were willing to put in the work to learn something to make the money. We also knew that this audience was not necessarily looking to create a six-figure business. They weren't looking to make $100,000 a year or to quit their job and to go and start an online business and do like you and I had done. Most of them just wanted to make a little extra money to pay off their student loans, to pay off their house, to save for retirement, or to take their family on a nice vacation. And that had a huge impact on everything we did. And I think the biggest impact it had is that, one, we didn't position this as the typical Facebook ad course like our competitors, where it was, hey, come here, make six figures a year, start this online business. You know, it was create a side hustle, make an extra $1,000 to $2,000 in a couple hours a week, and then use that to achieve whatever your other goals are. And we talked so much about those goals in the copy. We talked so much about paying off your debt, going on vacation, getting, you know, whatever it was. Like, we knew what those pain points were, what those people were following the Millennial Money Man blog for. And we built the marketing for the course around that. And the course really too, right? It's a beginner course. It's not for somebody that, well, if you have good marketing knowledge already, you can come and take it and it's going to be super beneficial. But if you have zero exposure to online business, to starting a business, to digital marketing, or any of that, you don't need any of that to be successful, because that's how we designed it. So that the teacher, the lawyer, the nurse, the student, that those people, the stay-at-home parent, that those people could come in, learn something relatively quickly, and then go get paid.
Right. Well, yeah. And I think one of the things, and you kind of briefly touched on it, you know, if you look at the messaging for what we did in the course, whether it's a blog post that I've done or a copy that we use for the sales page or copy that we use in ads, we touch on that a lot. You know, this is a course to make a little bit more money every month to pay off debt or invest a little bit more. Like, and that's, we keep going back with that messaging because that keeps hitting the core reader that we're kind of going for. And I think the other thing too, you know, we made the course is this, I want to kind of transition into how we made the course palatable for people that had never done an online business.
Really quickly before we transition, I think one of the other big things was we made the entire course seem reasonable. Like, we made it seem like something that they could achieve, right? And so if we would have come in and said, you're going to make $1 million, or even you're going to make $100,000 plus a year doing this, you know, that wasn't what we did. because that wasn't the audience we're going after. And that can be, that could be intimidating, right? And they're going to, you're going to feel like a failure if you don't reach that. But we knew that for our audience, we could make a massive impact if they landed one client. And so everything we did, we said, look, all you have to do is you get one client, maybe two clients, and that can change your life. Because how impactful would it be to have $1,000 to $2,000 more per month that you could put toward your budget, your expenses, your goals, whatever it may be? And I think, and we had this a lot in feedback. People were like, I can do this, right? Or you only live once. Like, I'm going to give it a try, right? And so there was so much of this. It wasn't intimidating, right? It was approachable. It seemed doable. And so even people that either that felt super introverted or maybe didn't feel like they really color inside the lines and don't take a lot of chances, we have a lot of these people that are like, I never do anything like this. And they're doing it and they're having success because it felt possible. It felt achievable.
Yeah. It did. And I think that ties into the first thing that we talked about, having an established audience. One of the things that we saw a lot were these people that were like, we made it achievable because, you know, obviously, well, Facebook ads, running Facebook ads for clients is a very achievable side hustle. And that was the other thing about this course. It's like, when you mentioned it's, I think you said it like when we were talking on the phone, this is the best side hustle I can think of. And it's true because it's the cool thing about this course and the Facebook ads is it is very scalable. You can have one or two clients or you can have five clients or 10, you know, it's this, I think it's unique in that way. So that was really cool. But what we saw when people, when we presented to people is like, this is a thing that you can do that's achievable. And they were like, they jumped in, they were thinking, actually I saw it a lot in emails. I'm doing this because I trust you. I got that message from a lot of people. They were like, I trust you. This sounds a little crazy, but I'm going to do it because it's you saying it. And I think that goes back to, if you have an audience, you have to build trust and be authentic in all of those things. And that's, that was another thing that kind of helped this whole process. It's like, we made it presentable, or we presented it in a way that it was achievable. It actually was achievable. And then people, there was trust there. And it was like, all these things kind of worked together.
Yeah. And you had years of building an audience to make that part possible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not overnight.
And I think the other thing that we kept seeing coming in was people have seen Facebook ads before. They know they work. They've gone shopping on Amazon and then seen an ad for that thing on Facebook and clicked on it and bought it. They've seen one of those things where, you know, my mom bought me a shirt for Christmas one time that was the A&M logo and the Steelers logo like together. And it was like on Saturdays, I bleed maroon and white. And on Sundays, I bleed black and gold. Right. And the reason that worked is because they knew she was an Aggie fan and they knew she was a Steelers fan. And so that's what they targeted. Right. And she bought it. And so people have experienced that. And they, most people had found you through an ad. And so they went, wow, well, like I discovered Bobby because I saw an ad about him driving an old car, even though he makes six figures a year. Right.
Yeah.
And so then they were like, this works because I've experienced it. And I think that, in addition to the trust you built, like made it believable because they see him every day on their newsfeed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that was, I think that was just kind of a, it's almost like a fate sort of thing because like a long time ago, way before I met you, I met you in high school, way before we had reconnected. I had made the conscious decision that I was going to base most of my traffic acquisition strategy around Facebook ads.
Yeah.
It made the most sense to me at the time. It felt the most accessible. And I was running ads that were performing really well. And I just got into it. And I was like, you know, I can really drive a lot of traffic. And so very quickly, I think at the time it was like 50 to 60% of my audience was coming through Facebook ads. And so, it was this thing where it's like, they're like, oh, well, yeah, Bobby hit me with the Facebook ad. So he must know something about it. You know, and I think that was just another, it's crazy. Like, as we're talking about this, there's so many different pieces of the puzzle that kind of fit together when you're
many things in both of our lives and in our previous, well, in our, not previous businesses, but our businesses that we did that we were able to combine to do this. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I think you can actually filter that down into a couple of things of like, you know, the established audience, you have to practice what you preach. You know, you have to actually, 100%. If you're going to try to teach somebody that, you have to be able to show them or prove to them like, hey, I've done this. And I did that, you know, through my income reports, through hitting people with Facebook ads and all of that. And then you have to have a product that is achievable. You have to make sure that people know it's achievable. And then You know, I mean, that's pretty much it. If you can kind of filter it down so far where we're at.
Yeah.
These are things.
And which takes us back to where you were trying to transition before I interrupted you. Oh. And which was you've got to make it easy, right? Mm-hmm. You need to remove as many roadblocks as possible. And one of the things that we came out and said was, we figured it out on our own, but we wanted to go from start to finish on this course. What did we wish we had known when we were starting out? Right. And so this course is not just, our course is not just Facebook ads. It's like 15% Facebook ads. And the other 85% is like, how do you start a business? How do you find clients? How do you do all of the different things that you need to know how to do? How do you write copy? And so, but we made it super easy in that they're short videos, right? Like we've both taken courses where it's 3-hour videos. And if you want to go back, you got to try and find it. And we were like, okay, we're going to do 10 to 15 minute videos. And we're going to have a bunch of them. So if they go, oh, I need to know how to do this one thing, they just go find the one short video. And then they were kind of over the shoulder style, like you and I inside of the ad platform, and they can see our face, they can see our screen, what buttons we're clicking. And we're actually saying, like, here's how you create an ad. First, you click this button. You click this button because of this reason. Then you click this button because of this reason. And then you do this. And it was like they were in the room with us as we were walking them through how to do it. We made it as dummy proof as possible.
Yeah.
And so that has been a big thing. Like when we talked about that in our marketing, and then when people took the course, like that also made it feel more doable because it was easy to digest.
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing about it too, you talked about it a little bit, was, you know, the Facebook ad part of it, you said 15%. Facebook ads aren't that difficult, especially, you know, local lead gen with Facebook ads is
pretty simple.
Yeah, that is not the most complex thing you can do with Facebook ads. It's fairly simple. So we really focused a lot. I think we're up to like 7 or 8 client acquisition strategies. You know, when people get into the course and when they get into the private group and all that stuff, which we'll talk about in a little bit, they don't have as many problems running Facebook ads. They're not as concerned about that because that's actually fairly simple. They're more concerned about, how do I get clients? How do I do the business part of this? You know, how do I talk to clients? That kind of thing. So we loaded up the course with a lot of those things. Yeah. I think it really takes somebody who's never owned a business or never done sales and never done any of those things, and it gives them a clear path on how to do it. And then, oh, by the way, we happen to teach you lead gen on Facebook. It's kind of the way it feels like it's structured to me.
Yeah. And well, and we've always said, like, this is a course on starting a digital marketing business. Mm-hmm. And we just happen to teach Facebook ads right now because it's the most effective thing. But if we wake up in 6 months and Facebook ads is too expensive and Twitter ads are the new thing, then we'll just swap out that section and teach you Twitter ads. And everything else will still be applicable because the copywriting, the lead gen, the marketing funnels, the starting a business, the client acquisition, the sales, all of that is evergreen stuff that works in any business. And we've had people say, like, do you need a marketing degree? No. Like, you don't have a marketing degree. I don't have a marketing degree. But our course is your marketing 101, 201, 301.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything you need to know, up to date and effective, without the fluffy nonsense from the old guy at your college that has never had a real marketing job.
Ooh, shots fired.
Ooh.
It's true. It's true though. And it's like, that's one of those things that's funny. Every once in a while we run into people that have marketing degrees. And if you have a marketing degree, like, we have people in the course that have marketing degrees, they love the course, but we have some people that are like, well, in marketing school, they told us this. And like Mike and I are like, well, we've made more money than most people marketing, you know, like,
yeah.
So it's just one of those things.
Well,
marketing is very intuitive, I feel like, where you don't need to have a degree.
One of our members he's getting his MBA or he's getting his marketing degree or something right now. And he was taking a social media class, and like, he had taken our course, he had a client, he was getting results, and he was like challenging the professor because of some statements he made about Facebook ads not being effective or for whatever. And right, he's like, how do you even have a job right now? Like, this is the most effective platform in the world right now.
Yeah. And I'll hedge a little bit. I'm sure that there, you know, I don't have a marketing degree. I'm sure there is a lot of value to it, but to run Facebook ads and to run a small digital marketing agency, you don't need you don't need a full degree for it. You just don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly. Thank you for pointing that out, because the point we're trying to make is Bobby's a former band director. I'm an attorney. Like, I don't have, yeah. So you're good. And I think you were starting to get into too, kind of like something that we did that most people in the blogging world that have courses did not do, that we feel like made all of the difference and has been the biggest splash we made with the course, which is we had a paid group that was a support group. Yeah. And
it's like a dirty word in the like,
yeah, it's paid. Yeah. So, you know, we have a support group. When you buy the course, you get a month free. And then after that, it's $47 a month. That price is never going to change. But inside of that group, we also hired 3 Facebook ad experts that own their own agencies, are incredibly successful on their own. We've got at least 2 agency owners that are friends of ours that are in there and just hang out and provide value all the time. We've got multiple copywriters that hang out in there. You know, we've got all of our business friends that hang out in there and help people out. But inside of this group, we do a live training every Thursday night, right? That's like your advanced courses. It's we show up, we drink wine, we have a good time. It's our happy hour training, and we teach something. We bring in special guests. It's continuing education. But that group, like, that's what people talk about. And we felt it was so important for the success of the course, because we felt it was so important for the success of the group. And when we were talking about, should we do this? Should we not do this? Like, I think when we talked about that, I was like, Bobby, we got to do this. And you're like, nobody does that.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, nobody does that. And I was like, I know, we need to do it and we need to charge for it. And you're like,
yeah,
definitely nobody does that. But, you know, we know now, like, it's a place for people to come. There's a community, you know, they're able to ask questions. If they have ads that aren't working, we help them make them work. If they have a question, something they didn't understand from the course, we answer the question. If they have a client that's a little bit obscure, we help them come up with ideas of how to make it work. You know, now we're getting to the point where it's not just us and the experts. Some of these members that have a half dozen clients are in there answering questions, and they know their stuff because they've learned and they've had the experience and they've got the clients. And so, man, I really feel like that's the best decision we made with the course, that group.
Yeah, you know, quite honestly though, that was the biggest objection that we faced. I felt like, you know, not only are we presenting this side hustle idea that, you know, is new to my readers for sure. You know, we're presenting a paid course. And so there was a lot of, I remember very early on in the first couple of days of the launch, there was a lot of feedback that I was getting just in my email inbox of like, I can't believe that you're doing this paid course thing. You know, you're selling out. Like, I was getting these things where I was like, oh man, like, this is really, you know, and that actually went away pretty quick. We were able to address those objections really quickly. And it's a lot easier now. Like, now it's just like, if anybody has a question, we just say like, well, go ask any of the, like,
we say, go ask in the group right now. Go ask in the free Facebook group for Millennial Money Man and ask what they thought. And then all of a sudden, like 100 people from the course show up and are like, it's the best thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to have that social group because it is that good. But at the launch, you know, and if you are somebody that's going to do a launch and there's a paid component and you're introducing it to a group of people that aren't used to that, because in Mike's world, that's fairly normal, you know, and it's more expensive a lot of times than our $47 a month course or a group. But, you know, if you're going to present that to an audience, you have to be ready for some objections. And the group, and this might be a separate episode, but the group has to be good. And that's the biggest thing. Like, people have got to get in the group and immediately, and this is why the objection was addressed so well for us. I think even day 2 of the launch, it was like, the group was so good when people got in that they were coming out of the group, going into the Millennial Money Man free community and saying, hey, this thing's legit, and answering
while the launch was still going on.
Yeah. While it was still going on. So it was like, and I remember I did a long post about it because I was like, I was kind of fired up that day. I was kind of heated about it. Cause like, I've done everything I can to be like the most ethical blogger that I possibly can be. And people were calling me out. And so I was like,
I forgot about that. You were heated.
I wrote this pretty fiery post. And you know, all of these people that had just bought the course and had gotten into the group, like, they came out and defended it and talked about it. And then all of those objections went away after the first And it was great, but it was definitely, that was a roadblock. So yeah, it was like one of those things where it was like, ooh, a paid group. I don't know about that, but it was the right decision. And it's a great tool for the people that have taken the course.
Yeah. And I think you hit on something else there that's super important. If you're going to sell anything, if you're going to sell an info product, if you're going to launch a course, if you're going to sell a coaching package or service, it's got to be good. Like, it's got to be good. And there's two components to that. It needs to be good quality. Like, you need to give them good information. You need to teach them well. But then the other component, and as much as I hate to say this, this is where a lot of people miss. It has to get people results.
Yeah.
It has to. And we, you know, that was one of the things. I think we went into it and we were thinking it's going to take a couple of weeks before people start landing clients and that kind of stuff. We had somebody the day after, within 24 hours of purchasing the course, land a client using one of our client acquisition strategies. And they told the person, they're like, hey, I don't know how to do this yet, but I'm taking a course. Are you interested? And they were like, yeah. And it was paid, you know? Right. So it's got to be good and it's got to get people results. And one of the things that I hate about the online business world, especially the coaching community and the coaching consulting course kind of community, is that people want to make money and they don't think about the audience and they don't put enough in there. They hide the ball or it's not good enough.
Yeah.
It's not good enough.
Because they want to upsell to the next product or whatever.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that. You get through with the course and you can do it. Like, I mean, you can actually go out and get clients. It's one of those things, like we see it. If you're not in the course group, like you don't see it yet, but we see it all the time where people are, I mean, one person we talked about earlier, they're going to quit their job, you know, and it's only been 5 months and maybe she was an original.
She was. Well, she was one of the original members and didn't land a single client for the first 3 months. I'll be honest, like
she was quiet
upfront about that.
Yeah.
No, she was active, but she posted one day. This is just to show you the power of the community. She posted one day and is like, I'm one of the original members. I'm active in here. I'm doing everything. I haven't landed a client yet. I'm getting frustrated. And there was like 100 comments of people are like, it's okay. Keep going. It's all right. Just showing her support, showing her love because it's the family, right? That's like what they call it now. It's the fam. And a week later, she landed a client. So she posted, oh my gosh, thank you so much everybody from the support last week. I kept at it. I just landed my first client. And then like 2 or 3 hours later, while everyone's celebrating in the comments, she goes, oh my God, I just landed my second client.
Right.
And everybody just went nuts. Right. And so, you know, but everybody's different. Some people first week, some people it's taken a couple months, but then that switch hits, you land that first one and it's like a light bulb comes on, the floodgates open, and almost everybody that's landed a client lands another one shortly thereafter.
Yeah. I'm just going to give her a shout out. Nice work, Catherine. That's what she's going to love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to love that. But you know, but I think the thing we're talking about, what makes the group so awesome, and it's really the experts that we hired to be in there. You know, you and I are in there a lot, but we hired some really, really good people to help answer questions and just do trainings and all these things. And they've just been instrumental, I think, in making the whole thing work and making people get in the group and feel like there's value. Because I think that if you're going to have a paid group, you know, it has to be good, but people have to feel like they're getting their money's worth or getting more than what they're paying. And that's what I think we've created on our group, not only by us being in there, but having these experts that really help people. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. And I think we can talk about the group all day. So I think that's going to have to be a totally different episode talking about how to run a paid community, because I think that would be totally valuable. But I think one of the biggest things is, I don't know that we did this intentionally, but we interviewed 15 to 20 Facebook experts, right? Yeah. That do Facebook ads, make a living off of it. And, you know, we picked our three, and we've got a guy here in Texas, he lives local to me. We've got a guy in Canada, and we've got a lady in the UK. And, you know, here, Adam, who lives here in the Dallas area, you know, he does ads full time. He's got an agency, teaches, all that kind of stuff. Ben, full-time job. Going to give him a shout out because he turned in his 2 weeks notice on Monday, even though he's got like a dozen clients. He's killing it, but he finally put in his 2 weeks notice. He's leaving his job. Super happy for him. He's in Canada. We've got Tanya over in the UK. You know, it's cool. She does a lot more consulting than just Facebook ads, but brings a great perspective. But what's cool about it, we've got night owls, we've got morning people, we've got people, you know, Tanya's in the UK, you know, we've got people all over the world. And so if you ask a question, one of the things people always say is, doesn't matter what time I ask a question, I get an answer like that. It just happens. Yeah. Because if you're here in the US and you post a question at 2 a.m., it's 8 a.m. for Tanya. She's usually answering questions in the middle of the night for us, you know? And so we've got literally around the clock coverage and support, which is pretty cool. And now the hustlers, the group members, especially the OGs, the original members, they're so good. They know so much. They've learned so much that they're answering questions. We have new people joining every single day, but those founding members have become like the big brothers and big sisters of the group. And like they're making our product better because they're there mentoring and helping people even when we don't happen to be in the group at that moment.
Yeah. And it's, I think the culture, I think the good thing that we did was we brought in those experts that fit the culture of what we wanted to do, which was, you know, there are a lot of people, and Mike and I talked about this from the very beginning. There are a lot of people that run Facebook ads. There are a lot of people that do digital marketing that are shady as hell. And they, you know, they hide the ball, they do all that stuff. They're not really that good. And we wanted to create a course and create, you know, with the people that took the course, kind of an army of people that all do it the right way and do it ethically.
And to combat the armies of people that do it the wrong way.
Yeah. Because we knew from other courses, it was going to make us stand out. And, you know, the people that we brought in are all doing it the right way. They believe in that. And they also believe in one of our biggest things, they believe in having fun. You know, like our business, one of our core principles of just having an online business is that it's fun. Hustle, anything you do, we think it should be fun. And so we brought in people that like our group's fun. You know, it's just it's a lot of, I enjoy, it's like, I do a lot of social media and I think that our group is something that I enjoy more than anything else because it really feels like a family. I mean, we're doing meetups and stuff. You had a meetup the other day.
Yeah. We had a dozen people in the Dallas Fort Worth meetup. And it was incredible. And we had one guy there who, you know, he's a former band director and he's been busy with work. So he showed up and he's like, hey, I bought the course when it came out and I'm just now getting ready to start. But he was the only one that didn't have a client. Everyone else there had multiple clients, which is to have a dozen people in there. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Yeah. It's been a life-changing thing. Even for me, like, you know, I had been getting to the point with Millennial Money Man where I was making good money. I love my business. I love Millennial Money Man, but this thing has just been it's helping people in a more intimate way. And I feel like helping them in a even bigger way because it's like when you see somebody that goes from, you know, that gets like seven clients and all of a sudden they're going to make like $100,000 a year off of this thing that you did and it's life changing and they're going to leave their job. Like, it's just, we see stories like that. Not exactly like that one, but we see life-changing stories a lot and we're just getting started. That's the cool thing about this whole thing.
And that's what it's about. That's what you want to do. Yeah. If you're creating your course or your product or whatever from a place of, I want to impact people's lives, you're going to do well.
Yeah. Yeah. If you approach it with like, I want to make money, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a good place to end too. This one went a little long. You and I can talk about this all day long it was so fun. We are big believers in what we're doing. It's our mission. It's so much our mission that you and I have put this business ahead of our babies, our original businesses.
It's true. Yeah.
And it's true. So thank you everybody for listening to this episode. We've got another two episodes coming at you right away. Episode two of this series, we're going to be talking about the pre-launch process, what we did before the launch to be successful. And then our third episode talking about the launch itself, how we did it, what we did, what we changed on the fly. And I think you're really going to enjoy those episodes. And once again, if you're interested in checking out the course, there's going to be a link here in the show notes. Check it out. Use the promo code WINE. Okay. Mm-hmm. Save $40.
Boom.
You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.